This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Prepare us for a better year to come. May Allah Rabbul Alameen forgive all the sins that we have committed, whether it's a minor or major, for the year 2016. There's nothing Islamic to celebrate, to talk about 2016 to 2017, but it's just a humble reminder that we are moving forward. And our age have been added one more year, younger inshallah. Inshallah, let us keep ourselves busy in remembering Allah, train ourselves to remember Allah a lot. Like what Allah said, وَالزَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالزَّاكِرَاتِ. For those who always remember Allah a lot, male or female, there's a lot of reward from Allah, and there's also easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our past sins. Let us together make the morning dua again, and also we make a dua for Sister Zubaydah, and the wife of Brother Abdul Aziz, who is alhamdulillah in the treatment. We hope that Allah this believer because he do not know what this is. I said, good. No, I will be very hurt. Their name. We are very confused. We don't like Fir'aun. But we behave like one. We don't like Abu Lahab. But we behave like him. He hates the mission of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He hates the teaching of Prophet. He don't hate Muhammad. He loves Muhammad bin Abdullah. But when Muhammad become a messenger, he declare war with him. He don't like his teaching. His sunnah, he just don't like. We don't have Abu Lahab. Alhamdulillah, we never name our son Abu Lahab. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. None of us want to choose a name for his son. Fir'aun. No. Alhamdulillah, we are very careful with name. But now we have the same kind of people who love to celebrate the birth of Muhammad but don't like his sunnah. When people want to follow his sunnah, what sunnah? Astaghfirullah. Now remember, Allah do not punish a person because of his name. No. It's because of his attitude, arrogant. Whoever declare war or hate the awliya illah, the wali of Allah, he declare war with Allah Rabbul Alamin. So we do have some books that talk about the life and the mission of Abdul Wahhab. It's not important for you to know also. It's important for you to know what Allah said and what the prophets want us to do. That is more important. But in case you have to know. And in case you come across a group of people still very critical about this man, when this is not of the Arkanu Iman, but they want to talk about it, then you can just humbly organize. Bring them to come and see us. We love to talk to them too. That's how we help each other. We are not condemning them. We just help each other. Maybe they know him better than us. We have to know what do they know about him. Yeah. And where do they refer? Yeah, their sources, where do they get it from? Either from the West, either from Azazil, Iblis, La'anatullah, we want to know. None of the Quran and Sunnah students criticize any scholars. I mean real scholars. When people ask us, who is the real scholar? Year 2017, I want everybody to refresh and understand again. A real scholar is a scholar who have amana. Amana means who are trustworthy. Who will just talk about Islam the way Allah allowed us to talk about His religion. Because this is Allah's religion. You are not given the freedom to say anything you like about Allah's religion. It's like when you want to promote a company, you have no right to promote in your own way. You should promote the way the company want you to promote this name, or you may mispresent the company. You betray the company. The company is sure to sack you. You want to convey this, talk about Islam, you have to go back to the Quran, to the wahyu, not your nafs. And nobody can claim that he knows Islam more than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If somebody feel that, yes, I think I know better, then you say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim min hamzihi wa naqihi wa nafsihi." Leave him. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time, your energy. You got headache, migraine, and you got, what is the highest after migraine? or tiger. Or tiger, your whole head will spin. You will see the whole world is spinning. There is heavy one. Yeah, I don't know what is for tiger until I experience what is for tiger. Then now I can talk about what tiger. Because I experienced what tiger before. Yeah. The name also tiger, macam tiger. Yeah. May Allah bless us, brothers and sisters. So whoever want to talk more about Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, firstly we said, why not you go back to the Quran and Sunnah? And if any scholar, whatever they say is based on Quran Sunnah, should we criticize them? No. By criticize them, you are criticizing Allah's word. But if what they say is based on my opinion, the whole book, the whole mission, Muhammad Abdul Wahhab said, Muhammad Abdul Wahhab do this, we don't have to follow. We don't have to follow. But when he brought with him dalil, he just collect all the dalil again and present it in the different time to his own people to make them understand. That's why different scholars have different way of presenting their knowledge. Why? Because they have their own people that they are exposed to. When you try to make them understand in this way, they can't understand. So you have to make adjustment and make it easy for them to understand. In the time of the Prophet, the way the Prophet conveyed Islam is so easy and simple. And that's why so many people enter Islam. Now we are talking about Islam so difficult that people get more confused. How difficult, I just show you. When people ask the Prophet about Allah, he just said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَقُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. خَلَاص. Everybody understand. The pagan also understand. Even the pagan understand. They understood the message. Only the pagan have some idea. Own idea. Just one, not one plus one. Because some have plus. Plus one, plus one. But you see one only, ahad, 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 one. No plus, no minus, one. Oh, okay. And then they ask again, is he a father of somebody? Or he's a son of somebody? No, no, no. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. How do he look like, you know? How tall? How big? How powerful? No. You know, somebody come up with images to show that this image is so powerful, the way they build it, with all the muscle, holding a sword, holding a spear, it's a very powerful. But who make that powerful image? Man. Anyhow, وَلَمْ يَقُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. God don't look like anybody. Finish. No problem. Everybody understood. The pagan also understood. Today you have problem. Don't say God is up. Neither he is down. Cannot say God is right or left. You cannot say God is in front or behind. Can you understand? Is that easy for you to understand? If people ask you, where is God? Not up, not down. Not right, not left. Not in front, not behind. Then where is he? That means he do not exist. Are you telling me there's no God? No, no, no. He is everywhere. Huh? He is everywhere. When you say he is everywhere, sometimes up, sometimes down. Sometimes right, sometimes left. Sometimes front, sometimes that should be everywhere. No, 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 no. You cannot say he is at a place. Of course, we have no right to say Allah has a place. But if Allah said about himself, I am above my throne, What are you going to say? Just said what he said. Can you be so confused? Just said what he said. He said he is above his throne. Is that easy? But we are not that easy people. We are so complicated. No, I think the ummah that is so confused today, only us. Where you ask other than the Muslim, where is your God? If they don't want to say, body language. Either you say one, or it's up. And everybody can just accept, makes sense. Allahu Akbar. Anyhow, I'm just feeling very, very sad. Why? Because last Friday I was in Penang giving a khutbah. I want to share with you. This book, nanti I will end it with this book. 2016 is going to end. That was my last khutbah for 2016. Before I enter the masjid, I saw some people still busy talking, chit-chatting. Humbly, I remind them, remember, after this, the imam is going to give khutbah. Don't talk. Just listen. You are not supposed to talk or speak when the imam give khutbah. You understand? Okay. Alhamdulillah. So I went into the masjid. I made my tahiyatul masjid. Alhamdulillah, after the first azan, normally they will have salawat before the imam go up. So I want to know whether they are doing that or not. Are you doing that? Alhamdulillah, these people have knowledge. No, Ustaz can just walk up. Alhamdulillah. And I saw that masjid. This is my second time. Beautiful stairs. How many steps? 3 steps. The member, only 3 steps. It reminds me, mashallah. I was giving khutbah, I talk about that. It reminds me that the people here love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they built the member with 3 steps. They can put 30 steps. Yeah, so the imam, young imam, have to walk up 30. But they chose 3 because that is what the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sufficient. Don't be too grand. Just be humble. The imam also must be humble. And there was a stick for me to hold. Very simple stick. You know, I don't think anybody want to hold that stick from there. That's all. So I went up. I give salam. Then I sit azan. There's a sunnah. Then azan. Azan of the Prophet, in the time of the Prophet, in the time of the Caliph, is when the Imam went up on the member, gave salam, sit, azan. Then I start to give my khutbah. I say, from the Prophet's time, 1400 years ago, until today, every single khatib or khutbah, Imam around the whole world will recite one ayah that they never get bored until today. Never feel bored to recite the same ayat from 1400 years ago. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslim. Why? Why this ayah so important? This ayah is to remind the believer, because nothing is more valuable than iman. That's why we talk about iman. But until today, we fail to understand this ayah. Can you imagine, brother and sister? 1,400 years, we have been reciting the same ayah, and we still fail to understand this one ayah. How can we move forward? And while I was giving this khutbah, I want them to understand what is iman. Iman is amanah. A trust from Allah to you, to me, to everyone. Your children, yourself, your family, your wife, your daughter, your work is an amanah. The Quran, knowledge is amanah. That also we fail. I show them where they went wrong. Now I'm talking to all of you that the imam is giving khutbah, you cannot speak or talk among yourself, and they are still talking. Then I talk to them again. Do you know that I'm speaking to you? Do you know that I'm talking to you? You are not supposed to speak. They speak again. Do you know how I feel at that time? If I can walk down, then people say, what kind of imam is this? Huh? You'll be a surprise again. I said, I am here using the mic. Nobody can give excuse that they don't hear me. Please keep quiet. Still talking. Well, it's a very weird environment. Then I quote the ayah. What Allah said about us. We are the best creation. We are the best ummah. But if you don't behave, you become worse than cattle and animals. I give you the heart to think, you don't think. I give you the eye to see, you don't see. You don't care what you see. I give you the ear to listen, you don't respond. And I'm talking to you, you still don't hear me. Either you are deaf, or maybe what I say did not reach you. If you keep on behaving like that, meaning you have failed. And now the young children, I don't blame them. I say to the father, you as father, uncle, grandfather, you brought your children to Jumaat. If you cannot control them, that shows that you have failed the amanah of Allah. You have to discipline them. Even I quote that ayah, they still talk. Wow. Astaghfirullah. It's really a challenge, you know. Allah said, وَلَهُمْ آزَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. I give them the ear, they are deaf. I said, do you know that if you talk to a dog, the dog will listen to you. Even animal can be better than you. Then I quote the ayah. If Allah want to destroy us today, He can destroy now. Even while we are praying, do you know why? Because the Prophet said, Muru bil ma'ruf wanhaw anil munkar. It is our duty to remind people to do what is right and to forbid them doing things that is wrong. Talking what the imam became called is wrong, is haram. And you know this happening. If I'm and there near to the people, I would just walk and sit in between. I will break them off. And sometimes when I've done that before, young people, they are so talkative. They can talk, across me. Then I cannot talk to them. If I say quiet, I am talking. Kola, my Juma is also gone. I have to put my hand. Now I just break them. They still want to communicate. I put my two hands. Now I'm going to put pressure. They talk. They feel the pain. Signal. That's all I do. I have to do something, but I cannot talk. You have to do something. But what is happened to us? The elders is there. The elders don't say anything. Don't do. They can't say. They can. They don't do anything. They do something. If you see something wrong, use your hand. Your hand. Biyadi. They can't even use their hand. Show them how weak we are. How far we are from the teaching of Islam. I say the Prophet did mention in one of the saying, he is worried that when something bad happens and nobody make any changes, nobody do anything, your silence means you agreed. Then the Prophet worried that one day Allah will send down his azab, and his azab is going to wipe everybody out. You, me, all will be wiped together because we allowed that to happen. When the azab of Allah come, azab never choose anymore. He come, he wipe. He never, oh, this good guy, okay, I go this way. No. I will wipe the good and the bad in the hereafter, then I will segregate them. Here, I wipe everybody. I will sweep everything that is there. But Allah, Rabbul Alamin, show His mercy. We have been so disobedient to Him. Every Jumaat we make the same mistake. Allah shall give us hope. But I say, remember, 2016 is going to go. 2017 is coming. Do you want to change? I can ask them to respond. You know, Imam can communicate with Ma'mum when the khutbah. I can ask them, what do you say? They can say yes or no. But they cannot talk among themselves. But if I will say that to them, another fitnah again. Ya, Imam satu macam punya. When people have no knowledge and you want to execute something, it's difficult. So you just have some patience. Say to them, "Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqaumin hatta yughayyiru ma bi'anfus." Allah, who have all the power to do anything He want, He can just say "kun fayakun." He said to us, "I will not change the condition of any one of you until you want to make changes." So I ask them, "Do you want to change?" Then I give them the answer. Yes. We all want to change. But I'm sad because I said, we have been performing. I still told them, I have been, if here, I'm not giving khutbah, I am the ma'mum. So I have been to every area for Jumat, not even once in my experience, no one talked. When the imam is giving khutbah, somebody will talk. Sometimes children, sometimes adult. What is happening to all of us? Are we cattle? Are we animal? Or are we a human? When you are human, don't you really listen? Don't you see what is happening? Alhamdulillah, the woman was not around. The woman don't have to go for Jumat. If the woman go to Jumat, they will talk more. Why? Because they do not know the rule. Nobody remind them. And the imam will give khutbah and it's so boring. So they all become khatib. Everybody talking. I had that experience when I was in Hong Kong. The woman have the floor. And then I got the report that, so it's like market, no? It's like a bazaar up there. The man also was talking. That's why I talked to the men. And the men don't know that I'm talking to them. I have to mention their color of their shirt. Brother, who are wearing blue shirt there, that corner, my right, they still don't understand because they are busy talking, they don't look at me. I say, please look at the imam, please look at the khatib. Then they start to feel, I talk to them. Oh, yes, I'm talking to you. Quiet. But I can't see the woman. The woman is there on the top floor. When some sister came down, I asked them, bazaar. When you go for Umrah, go for Hajj, you are able to participate in Jumat prayer. Because Jumat prayer is open for everybody. Again, you can see. Because the women are not used for Jumat. And they don't understand the khutbah in Arabic. So they have their friend beside them. So they will keep on giving khutbah among themselves. See? You are there to perform Jumat, you can't get it over here, and you have lagat. Your Jumat is gone. May Allah protect all of us, brother and sister, from further fitna. Ameen. Allahumma. Now let us go back to the book. Very important thing to learn. Today we'll be in page 34. Are we in page 34? 35. Now page 35, chapter 3, we are talking about the mission. Allahu Akbar. Now, you cannot say you understand. You cannot say I love Prophet Muhammad without understanding their mission. Allah never appoints a messenger, a prophet, without a reason. When Allah appoints them officially, means Allah have given them extra responsibility and Allah have entrusted on them a mission. A very, very important mission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His messengers with a most important job. Is a job for them. He sent them to deliver His teaching. Their duty is wama alaina illa al-balagh. Their duty is to convey the message. Every single ayah that Allah revealed, the prophets, especially the messenger, must convey it. Without conveying the message and the revelation, they have betrayed Allah. And the teaching of Islam, of Allah, is to guide the people. Not just tell them what Allah said, you have to guide them. Brothers and sisters, you know what the Prophet said about guiding our children? You know what our Prophet said? From age 7 to age 10, we must start guiding our children. And this responsibility is very unique. The children is not obligatory to perform prayer yet. It's not obligation. They don't pray, they have no sin. Because they don't reach the age of baligh yet. But if you don't start to guide them, you commit a sin. Because the command of the Prophet from 7 to 10, you must start to guide them. You cannot just abandon them and leave it to them. No, you must start to guide them. Children at that age, do you think they can focus in their prayer? What they will do? They will play. You don't allow them to play, they wait until you start your takbir. Allahu Akbar, they are gone. We cannot do anything. You cannot chase after them anymore. You cannot pull them. You got to let them go. Don't fight. Let them go. But you have to keep on guiding them, reminding them. You have to do that. Now, the duty of all the prophets and messengers, especially the messenger, is not just to convey, but to guide. To show them, to remind them. In what follows, we will see the most important way in which the prophet carried out their job. Elements of the prophet's mission leading to reform. The prophet is not here to follow us. No. Like religion is not here to follow us. We have to adjust ourselves to follow the religion. If the teacher will follow the student, salamat. The teacher, what do you want to do? Play. I just sit down and do my work. After 45 minutes, alhamdulillah, the bell ring, salamat. I go to another class. What do you want us to do? What do you like to do? Play again. But the teacher don't follow the student. The student have to listen. Have to follow what the teacher want them to do. Children, you don't follow the children. The children must follow you. But today is different. We follow the children. The children don't want to wake up for prayer. Oh, pity them. They are tired. Let them sleep. Wow. Good mother. Very understanding father. Very sabar. You are committing a sin because you are not guiding them. They don't pray, they don't commit sin because it is not wajib upon them. Allah. The prophets were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as truthful and sincere guides for the people. They are so truthful and sincere. None of the prophet was sent and to ask payment from the people. No. Give me some money. None. If you recite Surah Yasin, so many times Allah repeat that the messenger was sent not to get any wages payment from you, but to convey the message. When you are paid, sometimes you feel obliged to follow, to please the people. No. I have to tell you, white is white, black is black. You like or not, I have no choice. I also don't like. But there is amana, the trust. I have to be truthful. If Allah said right, right, said wrong, wrong, that's all. Some people used to say to me, they said you are too hard. I said, I'm very hard. I think I'm the soft one, isn't you too hard? I think because of your background. I said, what background are you talking about? Because you are Chinese. Huh? Chinese are most flexible people. You know, everything goes. Chinese, you just ask them, you can make plastic into rice. They can do a lot of things that the world don't do. Just to survive. That is Chinese. What do I gain to speak out the truth? People may not like me. I lose. But how can I betray the knowledge Allah gives me? I can't do that. Other people can do. It's up to them. I can't do that. Even if it's going to cost me a lot of damage, losses, I have Allah. I believe if all the prophet was sent for that and I am the follower of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have this is so small test for me. I still survive. I think the public deserve to know the truth. The public want to be guided. It is our own mistake that we are misleading others. I can't do that. Sometimes there are people who ask me, you want to give khutbah, you follow this text. I say, no. If you don't trust me, don't call me to give khutbah. I better listen. Because it's an amana. If I see something wrong, I don't talk about it. What is this? What is the purpose of me standing up and just follow the awam? I can't do that. Even people are not happy, alhamdulillah, I'm happy. Because I've done what Allah wants me to do. It's like all the prophets, you think they choose that job? They did not choose. Allah appoint them and reveal His amanah to them, and their duty is just to convey. All of the prophets, Allah's peace and blessing be upon them, had one purpose and goal: saving the people from misguidance and leading them from darkness to light, from zulumat ila nur. That means to bring them back, not to bring Islam and Islam go according to your liking. No, you have to save them, change them. Not change the religion, change the people. Change our mindset. They were leaders to goodness and reform. This word reform is something that caused the disbeliever disagreed with the prophets. The pagan disagreed with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not that what he say is bad, no, because he is bringing reform and they do not want to change. People who are soul tradition, culture, when they are so stubborn, they don't want to change. And you are talking what Allah said, it will contradict them. And when you contradict them, either they call you Wahhabi or they call you Husseini's followers. And again, Yi also another problem. Because there is no Malay Yi, only the Chinese Yi only. Again, another problem. May Allah forgive all of us. They were leaders to goodness and reform. They are here to make changes. They will teach you from the day you have a new baby born how to do aqiqah, not like before, doing all the shirk and khurafat. And they will teach you what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say, what to eat, what not to eat. As Allah describes them, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّ يَحْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. Allahu Akbar. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّ. Allah said, we make them, the prophets, leaders. أَئِمَّ. And what is the duty of a leader according to Islam? Is to guide the people. To save the people by our command, bi amrina, with the wahyu, not with your nafs. If you want to be a leader and you do want to guide people, don't be a leader. Because there'll be a lot of problem. You are misguiding people, you are the worst. Because you are not guided and you misguide other. Oh, that is very, very bad. Double sins. If you can't guide yourself, you cannot guide others anymore. You only can guide others when you are guided. When you don't have knowledge, how can you teach others? You can't. You just have to be a student. But when you say, I have knowledge, that means you are ready to teach. Do we have knowledge, brother and sister? Do we have knowledge? Years in, years out, you have no knowledge. I have a problem now. That means every Sunday I'm teaching all of you, and then you become people who have no knowledge. I have a big responsibility. My approach must be very wrong. You do have some knowledge. So whenever knowledge that you are sure that this is right, this is true, the evidence is there, it's time for you to guide others. Share it with others. But we have a lot of problems. A lot of people want to be leaders, but they do not want to be guided. They want to be a loose leader. I want to do whatever I think is right. No, no, no. Allah has said, "Bi amrina." Leaders should follow or guide people with the guidance of Allah, with the commandment of Allah. That will never go wrong. And it's fair for everybody. Nobody is above the commandment of Allah. And that's why the Prophet have to pray 5 times a day. He never said that. Prophet must teach his people to pray 5 times a day. They pray once in a week. Because I'm a prophet, I'm very busy. I'm the leader, so don't ask me. Whatever Allah make haram upon others, Allah make haram to the prophets too. Allahu Akbar. They are not excluded. Leaders are not excluded. Leaders are not above laws. Everybody must be guided. Can we understand this message clearly? Is that good to be a leader? Yeah, it's okay if you have the amanah. It's like all the good brothers and sisters was here every Sunday. It's an amanah for me. I'm not here to misguide you, to tell you lies and make you happy. And you ask me, what about this? Okay, no problem. You have good intention, go ahead. No, no, I have to tell you what is right, is right, what is wrong, is wrong. But Ustaz, to me, very hard. I don't use the but. This is what Allah said, this is what the Prophet said. If you want to follow, alhamdulillah. If you do not want to follow, you are not ready yet, we pray, may Allah strengthen your iman. Khalas. I show you another simple example, very interesting example. We met up with a young imam, Imam Muda, on my way back yesterday. He gave salam to me, alhamdulillah, very young brother. And he introduces me. They knew me through other means. And they introduced me, we are from the Imam Muda. Oh, mashallah. Imam Muda is a good project. But in the same time, I hope that all of you, young imam, have more wisdom. Wisdom you cannot learn through books. You must get close to the elders. Get close to the pioneer who are still alive. You must do da'wah. You are not doing da'wah. You are talking about Islam to only Muslims. We have failed. We are so busy talking about Islam to Muslims and arguing, and we always condemn each other. We waste our time, our energy, everything. And everybody is moving forward. The non-believer is moving forward. We are having crises, unsolved crises, every day. You young imam must do something. You know, we have also sometimes we talk, people ask us about Islam, you know, and we have a friend, and then we among the young imam was discussing, you know, a friend came and said, no, one person want to be a Muslim, but they said we cannot stop eating pig, pork, because they love that animal. Was something they grown up with. And you have some young imam said that, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay, you can eat and you can be a Muslim. Is that right to say that? But if you said, no, then I'm not going to be a Muslim. What are you going to say? Which one is more important? Islam is more important, or that animal is more important? Islam is more important. You say no, why? Because you know it's haram. How can you say I want Islam and this one also I want? If you said I want Islam but I love dog, I think you say okay. Because to us, dog is still okay. You say I want Islam but I want drink alcohol every day, I think we still okay. Because a lot of Muslim is drinking. But when come to that animal, no way, man. Oh, it's like more heavy than shirik. That's why a lot of Muslims are doing shirik, no problem. That animal, big problem. I said, why do you all say that? Because we think akidah is more important. Right, what you said is so true. But who gives you the authority to make haram halal? You know what should you do? I said, you all don't have wisdom. You have knowledge, we have no wisdom. You know what should you do? I said, we encounter this day in, day out sometimes. This issue is not new to us. This issue was asked to us in the early 80s. And he said he was not born yet. Yes, of course. Early 80s, you are not born yet. But anyhow, I said, what should you do, you know, when you have wisdom? You should ask him again, can you accept Allah? Can you accept Prophet Muhammad? If they say, no problem, no, the arkan iman, no problem, okay. But this thing, no, the food. We talk about that later on. That's how you guide them. Don't talk about things that you know is haram. You cannot make it halal. You know when you say okay now, you know what's going to happen? He is going to keep on eating and somebody say haram. Hey, my other ustad kata okay. What are you going to say? You are the one who give him the green light. You cannot give a green light. Wrong is not. Silent is wisdom. Don't entertain that particular issue. He is not ready for that. Don't talk about that. Neither you said halal. No. We will talk about this later on. Can you understand, brothers and sisters? Next time you have this problem, be careful. You may have good intention. Islam, alhamdulillah. That one, okay. Don't even say okay, because it's not okay. Use your wisdom, don't entertain. We'll talk about that later on. I do that normally when people come to me. I want to do this, I want to do that. But of course, people are very weak in their iman. You know? People are very confused. The duty of all prophets and messengers. The most important part of the Prophet's mission was calling the people to worship Allah alone. And Allah make it clear through his ayah. In Surah Al-Anbiya, verses 25, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولِ إِلَّا نُوْهِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَىٰ أَنَا فَعْبُدْنِي Fa'budun. We did not send any messengers before you, O Muhammad, but have revealed to him that there is no true God except me, so worship Allah alone. That is the mission of all prophets from Adam to Noah to Abraham to Moses to Jesus and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah confirm again, وَلَقَدْ بَأَسْنَا فِي قُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهُ Shaitani Buttahud. Indeed, we have sent to every nation a messenger, saying, calling the people, worship Allah alone and avoid false God. Wajtani Buttahud, stay away from other than Allah. That is the mission of all prophets and messengers. So the most important thing for us to talk about Islam to a not yet Muslim is about Tawheed. Don't talk about Pepsi Cola, KFC, McDonald's, halal or haram. You don't go and talk all these things. Talk about worshipping Allah alone. I think it's easy. They have to worship so many other things. Something they forget. Even the name of their gods also they forget. Because so many gods. And they have to spend so much to worship that god. They have to bring this. And they forget to bring again. They cannot worship again. For us, so simple. You just bring your body. You forget. There's nothing for you to bring. Bring your body. And then water is everywhere. Just clean yourself. Very practical, very simple. But no water. Dry cleaning. Alhamdulillah. Tayammum. You say there's no earth there. You are not living on this earth anymore. There is dust everywhere. So may Allah guide us, brothers and sisters. May Allah give us the understanding of how to be a leader. What Allah said. Leaders, like all the prophets, they are leaders. Leaders' duty is to guide people, not to misguide people. And to guide people with the guidance of Allah is an amana. Kullukum ra'in, kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyati. Every one of us is a leader to yourself. You will be questioned on your own leadership. Your children is under your care. Whether they pray or not, you will be questioned by Allah Rabbul Alameen. Your daughter is under your care. Whether they cover the aura or not, you will be questioned by Allah Rabbul Alameen. Your wife is under your care. Your husband also under your care. Everybody have a responsibility. You have a responsibility to your employer. Your employer have responsibility upon you. Everything move like one family, helping, complementing each other. May Allah guide all of us, give us the understanding, and may Allah make us people who really have some knowledge, not all, and don't be overconfident, and then you will be misguided again. And people want to know more about Muhammad Abdul Wahab, you can organize something, we discuss about that, no problem. We are not running from problem. We have to face reality and make people have the right understanding. Creating fitna is a waste of time. And can you imagine that when you create that kind of fitna to that kind of people who have done so much, do you know what's going to happen? All your good deeds is going to give it to him. Don't you pity yourself? Do you want that in the day of judgment Allah will transfer all your good deeds and pass it to him? He is very rich, man. If today is your life, if people keep on talking, he will smile at you. Oh, another bonus coming into me. Another bonus. Keep on collecting bonus every single day. Ittaqillah, be careful of what you say. And you want to comment anything bad, you look in the Quran. Fir'aun, Abu Lahab, no problem. That is wahyu. It's not nafs. We open for Q&A. Normally, sister first, 2017, brother first. Any question from the brothers? Any question from the brothers? None yet. Sisters? Any question from the sisters? Alhamdulillah. The beginning of 2017, no question. Allahu Akbar. Beautiful year. Yeah. Yes, there's a question from the brother. Yes. Waalaikum salam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Naam.
Imam praying Zuhur, for example, for Rakaat.
That means the Imam is praying. Somebody is praying.
Somebody praying, but they are local there. Okay. So can we? Of course, we can join them. Can we jama for Rakaat because we have to follow the Imam, and then make another salat.
Two.
Is it possible, or have to do a jama? Four.
Oh no! When you are travelers, you don't do four. All the four become two. Qasar is a command. Jama is an option. You can do qasar without jama. But qasar is a command. But if you follow the local is performing four rakat, Zohar example, then you perform four rakat with him, no problem.
Four.
Yeah, because you are following the imam. But after that, then you give salam, then you make iqamah, and you pray jama' asar to rakaat.
Two.
Of course, as a traveler, you don't do four. You always do two. Yeah? But when you follow the local, you cannot shortcut. There are some opinion, people say, because the Prophet never performed tamam while he was traveling. So, even they are following the local imam, the second rakaat, tahiyat awal, the imam finish tahiyat, he's going to come to third. They have makmum give salam already. You see, because I am a musafir. No. There is no evidence, no dalil for you to do that. The dalil only say that if you are called to be an imam for the local, like I am traveling to other state and then say, start being imam. I say, no problem, but I am a musafir. But how the Prophet, when he traveled to Mecca from Medina, and he is an imam, of course, he is the prophet. And the prophet remind the local, we are performing two, you local complete four. After we give salam, you stand up and complete two more. Yeah? When you are imam, if you are a traveler, you always pray two. The local can follow you, they will pray four. But when you follow imam, you are not imam, then the prophet said, follow the imam.
One more question is about the jama' with the solat Jumaat.
Yes.
Can you
still another question about solat Jumaat? Can you jama' Jumaat and Asar? Yeah, different opinion here. Some say no. Now, when you talk about ibadah, you always will come across people have their own opinion. We make it very simple. When the Prophet said, jama' prayer for musafir is day and day, night and night. That's why subuh don't jama' by itself. But the day prayer, zuhur, asar, either you make jama' taqdim or jama' taqir. Choice is given to you. You cannot jama' asar with maghrib because this is a day prayer, that is a night prayer. Maghrib jama' with Isha or Isha jama' with Maghrib. That is the basic rule of jama'. Okay. Now question about Jumaat. Is there any hadith that the Prophet said except Jumaat? Jumaat you cannot combine. You don't have that hadith. Can we combine? The general order said you can. If you want to say Jumaat is not allowed, you must have that kind of dalil. Except, I give you an example, something that the Prophet have made it so clear, people confused until today. The Prophet make it so clear, but people are confused. Not one, two examples. One example is Tahiyatul Masjid. The Prophet make it very clear, إِذَا دَخَلَوْ أَحَدُكُمْ الْمَسْجِدِ فَلَا يَجْرِسْ حَتَّى يُصَلِّ رَقَعَتَيْنِ. Anyone enter a masjid, don't sit until you perform two rakaat prayer. This is what the command of the Prophet. Who give you the authority? There are some people say, when there is a majlis ilm, you know, the majlis ilmu is more important, the sunnat, tahiyatul masjid is sunnat, this is like wajib, so you should replace tahiyatul masjid by just sit down and saying subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, three times. Who give you the right to change the law to say that this can replace with this? And that scholar, are you saying the scholar's word is better than the saying of the Prophet? The scholar is right and the Prophet is wrong? Are you saying listen to the majlis ilmu after Maghrib is more important than listen to the khutbah? Even when the Prophet was giving khutbah, a companion came in and said, he said, stand up. Who give you the right to change the rule? You can if there is a hadith. No problem. Now come to Jumaat. But before that, I said two examples. Iktikaf. Iktikaf is known to everybody. True or not? Every masjid, sometimes they put Nawaitu Iktikaf, Fihazal Masjid, and so on. Go back to the hadith. Number one is you ask anybody, can I Iktikaf in the Musalla R&R? What do you say? No. Because the Prophet said, La Iktikaf illa fil masjid jama. There is in hadith, the Prophet, no iktikaf except in a masjid who is known as Masjid Jami'. Why Masjid Jami'? Masjid Jami' means a mosque that have Friday prayer. Confirm imam. 5 times prayer plus Friday prayer. Okay? Good. Ramadan, iktikaf. Because there's no real itikaf except in Ramadan. Now, itikaf always comes with fasting. And again, the Prophet said, La itikaf illa fi thalasa masajid. No itikaf except in 3 masjid. Makkah, Medina, and Masjid Al-Aqsa. Until today, people are confused. The Prophet himself said it very clear. No iktikaf except in 3 masjid. But we still have people who are very confused. Oh, who understand the Quran better than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Oh, that means we don't have the opportunity. It's not fair, no. And only people in Mecca can do Medina. Oh, then you can't go for Umrah. It's not fair. People can go for Umrah because they stay in Mekah. You do what you can. Is there a hadith that forbid you to pray Jama' when Jumaat is there? There's no hadith. If anybody can prove to you there is a hadith, then we have to follow. You got that, inshallah? Alhamdulillah. Naam.
That on Friday prayers as well.
Okay.
Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
First question this moment for the sisters. Are they allowed to work during the Friday prayers is being performed?
No.
Secondly, very common you see traders in front of the mosque automatically they replaced with women when the prayers.
To carry on.
You say the woman
business.
Is allowed to do the business but not the men.
Okay.
Jazakallah.
Very good question, and this is happening. It don't happen in the Middle East, but it happened to the East, Yeah. Middle East have their, I would say that they have the right understanding. Allah said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu iza nudiya lis-salati min yawmil jumu'ah fas'au ila zikrillah wa zarul bayt. Allah said that. What is zarul bayt? When the Jumu'ah call for prayer is on, stop all your business, Allah said. Respond to the call and stop your business. You want to do business after the prayer? Start to do your business. Meaning doing business at that particular time is forbidden. Because Allah said so. There's no said that Jumu'ah, you must have holiday. Allah did not say that too. Because Allah said, He called us to stop, meaning you are doing something before Jumu'ah. And then after Jumu'ah, fantashiru fil ard. Allah said, go and carry on with your business, your daily life. So there's not a rule said, you must have a holiday. No. Only that time, you must honor the hukum of Jumu'ah. If we Muslim don't honor that important time, who is going to honor? Only we must honor. You want to do business around the masjid? Tell them. You can start to operate, say it is Jumu'ah at 1:15. You can operate from 12:30 or 11 o'clock. Do your business, no problem. Whoever want to come early and eat, no problem. But when the first azan is on, everybody is going to stop. Respond to the azan. But we don't do that here. In the Middle East, if you do that, they will arrest you. It's a crime. You dare to challenge the authority of Islam. You dare to go against the command of Allah openly. Allah said, stop business. You say, business time. Just the opposite. Who said that the woman can come and take over? Who is going to buy? The woman? The woman are not there. The one who is going to buy still the man. The one who is going to ask you how much, pay you, change, is the man. According to the Quran, stop. Especially around the masjid. Today, it is a mockery. I hope, inshallah, there will be some changes in 2017. And the worst part, there are some areas, they are openly operating a food business in the mosque. When the azan on, they are still doing the business. When the people are going the second azan, they are still people eating in the masjid. Can you imagine? That's why when I go to Jumu'ah sometimes, every Jumu'ah, my heart, pain. Very sick. Because I see things never change. I talk to them, ya ka? Ya tak ya, tengok. Don't say, I create. Lihat, look. You can check by yourself. Simple command from Allah, we still go against it openly. Something is very wrong. Something. May Allah protect us. The woman also have to honor that particular time. Show respect. Last question from the sisters. None. No problem. Last reminder. You have somebody to ask? You have something to ask, boy? Oh, the young boy have something to ask.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
to ask.
Yes.
If kids age like me, do big sins, they will go to hell or not?
Kid like your age, do kid commit big sin? Is that what you say? Can you tell me what sin that you have been committing? No, inshallah, children do not commit sin. But if the children do something bad without they knowing, then the parent who do not correct them, they commit sin. Because the parent have to guide you. Lying, stealing, is that a sin? Is that a sin, boy? Taking money from your father's pocket, is that a sin? Sin, you cannot steal. You want, you ask your father. You cannot just steal. Yeah. You go and eat the chocolate and they ask you, where is the chocolate? I don't know. You are lying. You tell them, I have eaten. You understand that? We don't lie. We don't do things and we don't admit. Okay, boy? But children is children. They thought that that is just to be smart, you know. Smart kids are like that sometimes. They know when you tell the truth, they are going to have rotan, vitamin R. So they do not want the vitamin R. They create some fantastic reason, you know. But a lie is a lie. Yeah? Okay, boy? Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, before we end with a prayer for Sister Suhaira bint Wahiruddin and Brother Sahim bin Sapari, who are both in ICU critical condition. Yeah. My humble reminder to all the good brothers and sisters who have been with us is part of my duty to remind all of you so that you are not left behind. Every beginning of the year, we have a kind of commitment. Not only you, even me, myself, my family, I will make sure they try also to contribute at least to the LOU. LOU means letter of undertaking. It's a yearly commitment to make sure that whatever Pertubuhan Al-Qadim is doing, all the good activities, helping the poor, the needy, the reverts, all of you will have some share in it. It's a very minimum. We commit ourselves nearly about 8 years ago until today. It's called LOU, 1,000 ringgit per year. Yeah. That is the minimum. Whoever want to contribute more, they are always welcome. But this is some yearly commitment. Yeah, we start in the beginning of the year. So for those who are aware, please remember, you can start to respond to that call. For those who are new, you also are welcome to participate in this charity contribution for the job that we are doing, inshallah. Yeah? And may Allah reward all of you kindly, every cent, every money you spend for the right cause. There will be a lot of reward where Allah Himself said, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ بِشَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Whoever spend in the cause of Allah sincerely, Allah will replace it back to you more than what you have spent. لِكُلِّ حَسَنَةٍ أَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Every good deed, the reward is 10 times more than what you can offer. So may Allah reward all of us. And may Allah accept our deeds, forgive all our sins, and help us to help our children, our grandchildren, so they become righteous children. And that is the best asset for all of us, to rest in peace, inshallah. Let us end our class today with a short prayer for Sister Suhaira binti Wahiruddin and Brother Sahim bin Safari. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi washabbi ajmain. Allahumma yassir laha yassirna huma wa la tu'assir huma ya rahman ya rahim. Oh Allah, make it easy for Suhaira binti Wahiruddin and brother Sahim bin Safari. And make it easy for those who are attending to them. Make them, help them in the best manner that they can, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. O Allah, strengthen their iman, increase their sabar, and make their heart always remember you, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. And give sabar to their family members who are facing this trial, so that they will not give up hope, and they will always remember you, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, ya Jal Jalali, Iqram. In the same time, we ask you, ya Allah, to forgive all of us, and also including Suhaira and Sahin, if we have sinned towards you, O Allah, whether minor or major, forgive us, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. And forgive the sin of whoever is here today, and those who are not here with us, and strengthen the relationship that we have built among ourselves, to be the righteous among all the good people, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. And save us from all type of fitan, whether it's minor or major. O Allah, we know that there are bad times, there are good times, there are bad economy, good economy. We ask your blessing to provide us with rizq halalan ta'iban mubarakan fihi. And save us from the fitan of this world, and strengthen our iman, and make us people who are very contented with what you have qadar upon all of us. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azaban nar. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. For those who have been traveling for Umrah, welcome home, alhamdulillah. Yeah. We have other group who went, and they are back home, shukr, alhamdulillah.